Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which... Welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, how are we doing today?
I am doing real well. I am excited for our mixtape today. I love that we have regularly introduced new music into our like regular scheduled programming every now and then, because these are always such a joy to put together and to listen to.
Yes, they're one of our more popular mixes, generally. It's usually when we see a big jump in our downloads is when we do the new music mix. And yeah, I agree. I love it. I get to discover new artists and then new music from old artists. And then along the way, just kind of listen to all sorts of music. Because I don't know about you, but I just kind of take a look at everything that's come out the last couple of months. And then... we'll just start listening. I'll just kind of almost like throw a dart and just start jumping into something.
Yeah. No, you know, it's funny because obviously whenever we first started to do these and introduce them into the mix, like I felt that I had, you know, I did that approach, right? Of just like going to trying to find everything that's been released and pick out stuff. Now I've finally gotten to a place where I'm a little bit more prepared. It's like, you know, the 10 years of school that it took me to finally understand not to leave everything till last minute. So I've been trying to like every day listen to like a new song or certainly, you know, every other day and most definitely every week to listen to a couple new songs. And I've just discovered like I will put, you know, something I like into a playlist that I just call like new music I found or, you know, whatever it might be. And I pull from that whenever we make these new episodes, because at that point I've kind of like logged or banked some that I have discovered in that time period since our last recording and really want to talk about. And then, of course, you know, near the end, I will save some space because new music is constantly coming out. And even, in fact, at the time of this recording, there's a couple of songs that came out like yesterday that I really want to include. But we've, you know, here we are. They'll make it into the next one. So, yeah, it's been a fun process. It's really cool. It's fun to stay up to date with all the new stuff.
I agree, yeah. And just in all sorts of different genres. That's the other fun part of it. It's like you just kind of pick and choose. I know from driving around sometimes you kind of get into the same, you know, I know for myself I'll listen to either other podcasts or I will listen to, you know, whatever like my kids or my wife are listening to, not necessarily like just kind of picking a random station. So it's really kind of fun to dig in and really, you know, find one artist and be like, oh, what is this new thing from this new artist? But I like your idea of kind of doing it progressively as you go along.
Yeah, you know, I'm prepared, Matt. That's just my style.
You are prepared. Okay, so let's get into it. So your first track, and this shouldn't be a surprise because I feel like you've been in love and just waiting for this album for months. You went with Free by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, in fact, I realized after putting it on this mix that I think I put it on another single off of her, a new upcoming album off of our last new music mix. And I thought, you know what? Like, I'm just going to own it. I am still very excited about this album coming out. So excited. I'm going to keep telling everyone that it's coming out. But actually, this is my favorite off of it so far. So there's been four singles released. They were all amazing. But if I had to pick one, it would be this one. The music video is worth watching. It features Bill Nye, not Bill Nye the Science Guy, but Bill, a British actor, Bill Nye, who plays the role of Florence's anxiety. And so this song is actually just all about like her dealing with her anxiety, and he personifies that. And I just think it's like so brilliant. And what she's saying here, of course, is that the one time that she feels free from her anxiety and like just free to be herself is whenever she's dancing and listening to music. And what a great message, of course, and something that we talk about, you know, all about is like the power of music and how it moves us and how it can free us sometimes from, you know, from the things that kind of bother us. So absolutely love the song. I think it's just one of her greats. It inspired me to also put together a playlist that I call like Feeling Free, because it just has that mood to it. So cannot wait for this album to come out. I'm going to be posting all about it on social, whatever it does. So sorry to everyone in advance, but it's worth it. So had to put it on.
I remembered you had included another single from this album on a previous mix, and I just wrote, like, my first note was like, man, this album has really got a hold of you. But with this one, I can't blame you. Like, I agree. I like this one actually better than the one you picked before. And that's not a knock on that one. I just think this one's such a great track.
Yeah, totally. It has, like, the same vibe as, like, the Dog Days Are Free or you know, like,
Dog Days Are Over.
Dog Days Are Over. Apologies. I just really like the title Free, apparently.
We just keep going back to Free. Yeah. This podcast is free, by the way.
It is. It certainly is. We're not charging you to listen. But no, it's great. Like, I just have to also call out some of the lyrics here that I really like. One in particular is this part whenever she's talking about, again, all about her anxiety. I'm always running from something. I push it back, but it keeps on coming. And being clever never got me very far because it's all in my head. You're too sensitive, they said. I said, okay, but let's discuss this at the hospital. And I just think it's so clever, especially once you see the music video and what's happening whenever she says that those lines. It's just incredibly clever because, unfortunately, a lot of people who suffer from any kind of a mental, you know, issue, let's call them, like, especially like anxiety, people just can dismiss it. It's like, oh, it's all in your head. Like, you're just too sensitive, or it's not that serious, or whatever. So I just love the fact that she, you know, juxtaposes that with a line of like, okay, like, but let's talk about that at the hospital, as she's being wheeled on a stretcher to the hospital. So I just think that's really clever and well done for her to kind of call that out.
That's great.
Kind of push that stigma. Yeah, it's good. Well, it's a great song.
And I want to check out this music video. I love the fact that someone's kind of investing in a music video, because that used to be a obviously wildly popular way to get your music out there. But you don't see big, you know, big, well-produced music videos as much anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Track two, your first pick, Make Me a Believer by Yelah Wolf and Shooter Jennings.
Yeah, so there were like posters about this album coming out all over Dallas. And so when it came out, I was like, all right, I got to check this out. Such an interesting pairing, because Yelah Wolf is this like rock rap artist. And then Shooter Jennings is the son of Waylon Jennings, a country music legend. And I mean, the whole album, I listened to the whole album. I think it's really good. The best way I could describe it, it's like a less abrasive kid rock experience.
I like that. I think that's good. Yeah.
So it's got that kind of feel to it. If you like kid rock, Kid Rock has a new album, which I listened to about half of, but I was just like, I couldn't fully get into any of the tracks to include it on this mix. And so when I listened to this, I was like, okay, this is a better fit, I feel like, for more people are going to enjoy this. But one of the lyrics I'll call out here is, blame every mistake on the luck of losing, still bruised from every fight you're choosing. Pick a side, pick up a gun, and shoot it.
Wow.
Nice. Again, that's a pretty aggressive message, but not nearly as harsh. Not nearly as harsh as maybe something you might get from a Kid Rock, but
sure. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think these two kind of mash up well, and I think it's pretty cool. These guys both have done really cool work as solo artists, and I think the mixture works well.
Yeah. No, it was a cool track. Not one that I wasn't familiar with either of these two musicians, but I think your analysis of it is spot on. I really just like the sense. Like, the lyrics to me, you know, are just literally about kind of like spending on yourself, and you don't care as long as you're winning all the time. And like seeking that kind of external validation or being validated externally. Like, he has these lines about rented Lamborghini for that Hollywood living, another night on 1,000-count linen, wouldn't drop a dollar to save your mama. Like, you know, all it's like this person is literally just spending on the high life on themselves, and they wouldn't care to even help their mother, right? So,
right.
It's pretty brash lyrics, but it's good. I liked it. It's good.
Yeah.
Good pick.
All right. Next up, you've got Workout by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yes. Okay. So I included this song because I just need more people to know Rainbow Kitten Surprise. And maybe they all do, and maybe I was last of the party, but I discovered them back in 2019. I recently posted about this, but it was like near the end of 2019, rolling into 2020. So it kind of kicked off my 2020. And I, you know, I was just obsessed with them, listening to a lot of their music. And then, of course, 2020 happened. And I couldn't listen to them for now 2 years. And I finally, you know, I have crossed that threshold now where I can like begin to play some of that music around that time and not be, you know, like triggered and have this like trauma, like blowback. So really pleased about that, and even doubly pleased that they're releasing new music, because I just think, you know, that it's very different in some ways than kind of what I'm used to. I love hard rock, if you pay attention at all on the podcast. So this is a little bit more like kind of folksy rock, I guess. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, or like alt rock, certainly. But yeah, you know, and this is just all about like kind of a rough relationship, and just going through that and like the journey that people go through whenever they are in a relationship that's not working out. And so that's the you know, hence the title. But yeah, really, really like this group. Happy to see that they're releasing new music, and just wanted to give them a shout out.
Nice. So this won't be the first time or the last time I say this, but I love the band name. Like, you nice, pick like yeah. a few songs tonight on this mix that I was like, man, love that band name. That was the first note I put. So yeah, great band name. They sound a lot. They have like a Cat Stevens feel to it, and then that was even more ingrained when they referenced the first cut is the deepest, which is a Cat mm-hmm. Stevens song. And so yeah, I was just so you could have told me, yeah, Cat Stevens made new music. Yeah, here it is. And I would have been like, okay, a little different, but yeah, okay, I got it. So yeah, I would put them in like the folksy rock category, but I really like this song. Interesting, it's one of those songs, and we've talked about this before. It's tempo's upbeat, but then you read the lyrics and it's actually kind of a sad situation. Like you said, yes. This relationship's not really working out. But yeah, I think it's just a well done song overall. And hey, you know, you said maybe you're late to the party. I'm later to the party because this is my first exposure to Rainbow Kitten.
Great. well, you know, if you want to discover more from their music, my other recommendation is their song First Class. Like, that song is the one I think that I first heard from them and fell in love and wanted to hear more of them. So check that song out as well. But before you go heading off, you know, listening to more Rainbow Kitten Surprise, let's go to track 4, your next pick, Flying Visit by Ferris and Sylvester.
So I'd never heard of Ferris and Sylvester. This was one of those just kind of let me pick an artist and dig into them. I thought they were great. I think this whole album's really cool. They do a really cool job of harmonizing their voices and the music with it. It's kind of the opposite of our previous song. These two want to hang around each other.
Right.
Like, yeah. Seems like this is working. They hate these flying visits. Flying visits kind of refers to, you know, just like a quick weekend visit, a fly in, fly out type thing. Yeah, I mean, it was and really the whole album I thought was really kind of well-written lyrics. And again, kind of the harmony with their voices, I think, is really what got me. I thought that's what was really interesting about them. But I don't know how you would describe this, but I think I saw somebody say it was like alternative rock. But I'm like, it kind of felt a little more folksy to me.
I literally wrote folksy here. Yeah, I think that that's the vibe that I got from it. It's a really cute song. I love this idea, like you said, of, you know, people want more than a flying visit. They mentioned like packing your bags for 10 days. And I love the line, I'll show you upstairs to your blow up bed, to the blow up mattress. And in my note here, I was like, well, I can tell they live in a house because like the Manhattan version of that would be like, I'll show you into this small space on the floor I've carved out for you where you can curl up next to my dog, because that's about all the space we've got left here. But, you know, make yourself comfortable and do whatever resembles sleep in this space. Upstairs with a bed. Huh,
upstairs.
Such luxury.
I know. A full blow-up bed. I mean, that's may not even be a twin-size blow-up bed. What if it's like a queen-size
right.
blow-up? Yeah.
It could be a queen. Yeah. Anyway, but no, really cute song. I loved the sentiment of this one. And it was, yeah, really nice pick. I had not heard them either. Nice one.
All right, so let's take a hard left turn here, okay, and go right into the rap hip-hop world. You go with Tetris by Logic.
Yes, so one of the, you know, two singles coming off his new album, and love Logic, discovered him a couple years ago and just really like his rap, and especially like, you know, the lyrics. Like, I think he's really lyrically talented, and that's why I like his music. So I want to read some here that I really like. One of them is really my all-time favorite in the song, where he says, "I've got more tracks than Amtrak by the end of this line," which he's just alluding to the fact that he's had a long, prolific career so far, and so he's got more tracks than Amtrak. I just think he's always, like, really clever with things like this, you know, like a lot of rap artists are. So just appreciate this. Tetris, because of this line here, "Logic stay connected on the block. Bitch, I'm Tetris." Like, I just love that. Like, he's so connected that he's Tetris on the block, right?
Yeah.
Again, very clever rap artist, and just excited he's releasing new music.
Yeah, I was wondering how he's going to work Tetris into it. So I thought that was really well done. And then I wrote down the "I'm so in it, I'm infinite."
I like that. Yeah.
I really like that
one. I like it.
Also, going back to our man Mega Rant, "Short raps for the win." The song is like 2.5 minutes long. Like, right when I'm like kind of getting into it, expecting maybe another verse, it wraps up. But I also love, this is something you'll see on rap albums from time to time, kind of the random add-in at the end where it's like listening to a voicemail.
Right. That threw me off so much. Like, the first time I was listening to it, I got so thrown off. That always happens to me. Oh, good stuff. All right. Well, continuing with hip hop, you picked one and you went with "Lemonade" by Vince Staples and Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, Vince Staples is one of those guys. This is Vince Staples' album. So Ty Dolla $ign kind of joins him on this track. But Vince Staples, one of those guys I've heard of for a long time. And a lot of people have been like, you should check him out. And I just never had. And so then I started listening to him, and I was like, this guy's really good. And so I know, mm-hmm. I'm acknowledging I am late to the party on that one, but that's okay. I thought this was great. I listened to that, like most of this album, and it was really good. I ended up picking this one, which is a little bit of a later track on the album. But just love the beat with this one. It's a little bit more upbeat, a little bit faster. And just a really cool hip hop track.
I agree. Yeah, this is just a solid hip hop track. Really smooth beat. I wrote that down too. Really love the lyrics once more. I also really love Ty Dolla $ign's voice. Like, he lends it a little bit here on the track. Obviously, it's mostly, as you said, Vince Staples. But I think he's got a nice little voice to meld in with his own. So yeah, it is an awesome pick. I was really excited to listen to this one, and one that I'll be playing a lot.
Yeah, and I'll say similar to Logic, I think it was just the lyrics. Like, the lyrics were really mm-hmm. cleverly done, and just throughout the album, not just on this track. But yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of that, of just like well-written music, I think you're going to appreciate this too. And it's not really overly produced either. So yeah, just really well done.
Agreed, yeah.
So going back to my note that I love these band names, your next track is Angelica. The band is Wet Leg.
Right. I don't know why that sounds so gross. Like, it doesn't have to be, right?
It does yeah. sound gross. Yes.
Yeah. There's something about it. And it's funny. And I think that's like my entire experience with this band, because they were written about a lot. They just had a new album come out, you know, and everyone's writing about Wet Leg. And I'm just like, something about that puts me off. And I started listening to the music, and I'm like, I don't know if I like just hate this or just absolutely love this. And I couldn't decide. And I just found myself listening to the whole thing anyway, deciding that actually, yeah, it turns out I love this. Like, it's just all so weird and wonderful and different. It's almost as if, like, I kind of put it in the, as if like Sleigh Bells and like Haim were to like have a musical baby together. It might be this group, you know, like, yeah, because it's just like, it sort of has elements of both, you know, but it's like, it's quirky, it's weird, and it's just a lot of fun. And I love how also kind of experimental it sounds in some parts. So this is just one of the many amazing tracks on that album with glorious lyrics that are absolutely worth checking out. So I had to throw this on the mix. It's worth trying it out and seeing, give it a chance, give it a little time to like seep in and sit with you before you judge it. I think you'll like it.
I really liked it. I love the guitar work on this. I thought that was really cool. There's a little bit of distortion in there. Almost harkened back to the Breeders back in the 90s, if you remember them. Yeah, so it kind of reminded me of that. I don't know if they're an influence of these guys, but I just thought it was, you're right. It is sort of, they will remind you, there's little bits of them that remind you of these different groups. I like that you brought in Sleigh Bells. That was a band you've introduced me to. And then Haim, that's a good one. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of all of that. So if you like that music, I think you're going to enjoy Wet Leg. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, and I love these lyrics. You know, it's where this person, Angelica, is at this party, and Angelica doesn't really want to be at the party. And then there's this pre-chorus where she sings, "I don't want to follow you on the gram. I don't want to listen to your band. I don't know why I haven't left yet. Don't want none of this." And the way it's delivered, I just love that sentiment, because sometimes, like, if you're like me, and you're scrolling on Instagram, don't you just feel exhausted by everyone just trying to get you to, like, pay attention to them? Like, that happens to me all the time. And you're just like, I don't want to. Having said that, please follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, at Super Awesome Mix. We've got all sorts of great content. We're doing
really
some
good
live
content.
Shows soon.
But yeah, I really like that. Resonated with me, those lyrics especially. I love that call out. All right. Track 8 was someone I did not know, and I assume there's a great story here, but I really like this song a lot. We're on Fire by Joshua Dylan Ballas.
It's actually Bayless. Joshua Dylan Bayless. Yeah, so a little Bayless. Background on this one. So, Samer, you lived in Dallas for a little bit. We have a pretty well-known sports radio station here called The Ticket, 1310, 96.7 on your FM dial. But this
nice.
Guy's
All
dad
right.
is Danny Bayless, who's the producer on The Hardline, which is the drive time 3 to 7 radio show. And Danny Bayless is a musician himself, and he's put out some music over the years with some different bands and stuff like that. But this is his son, who put out an EP like 5 years ago, and they finally finished his LP. So he actually played this on his radio show a couple weeks back, and I was like, and I didn't know who it was. I came in kind of in the middle of the segment, and I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, man, I really like this song. And then he was like, yeah, that's my son. And everyone on the show was like, no way,
because awesome.
These guys have been on the show together for a long time, and so obviously they've known his son for forever, probably, right? And but yeah, I was like, this is such a good song. And the whole album comes out probably by the time this episode is out, the album will be out. But right now there's a couple of singles out there, and this is one of them. But yeah, I just thought it was really well written, really well performed. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, and it has quite a rich kind of backstory. In researching it, I think he writes this from an experience of being, having kind of, he writes that he was faced with mortality in a very real way for the first time, because they were threatened by a fire in this building. And so, I think he draws on that in this song, and that comes through most likely or most definitely in kind of, to your point, of it being a good song and like a good expression of storytelling. I think music can be at its best when it's a vehicle for storytelling, and country can be at its best when it is that, right? Like, as we've talked about, I think some of the best country music is storytelling music, and this certainly checks that box. So, nice one.
All right, good. Next up, you've got I Still Love You by Banks.
Yeah, I did not know Banks, so this was one that was completely new for me. But absolutely love the softness to this song. I think her voice is really kind of stunning. It almost reminded me of Norah Jones in a way. Like, I got some of that vibe from this one. Certainly a sad song, because it's still, it seems that she's singing to someone that is no longer in her life for whatever reason. Things didn't work out, I guess, but she's still singing that she loves this person. I noted here, maybe she needs to listen to our breakup mix, that we put back with the help of our followers. it might not be healthy, this love that she has for this individual, because she mentions that she doesn't know a lot of things about this person anymore. And, I don't know. But who am I to judge? If she still loves him, I hope things work out for her. But yeah, I just really like the song and the sound of it. I think it's really beautiful. So wanted to include it.
Yeah, you said, her voice was stunning. From the second she started, I was like, whoa, this voice is incredible. just from right from the beginning. And I wrote down the exact same thing. I said, this reminds me of Norah Jones and kind of the first time you hear Norah Jones's voice and how distinct it is and how beautiful it is. I thought the same thing here. From a lyric standpoint,
that's awesome.
Yeah, from a lyric standpoint, I wrote down, you know, with all your issues, I still miss you, which is a, you know, really neat little couplet there, but I think also says a lot. So I think that's a good good one to call out there. But yeah, I mean, great pick. I mean, this is just, I mean, just like Norah Jones, who had just a nice little run there of just, you know, great album after great album. I could see Banks doing a lot of good things too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is not just a single off of an album. There's an entire album behind it, so definitely check that out. But let's move on to track 10, and this is one of your last picks. So it is I Still Burn by Fozzy.
Yeah, so Fozzy is a band who's been around for a number of years. The front man of Fozzy is professional wrestler Chris Jericho. So if any pro right. wrestling fans are out there, you will be familiar with Chris Jericho. And so it's kind of amazing when I used to watch pro wrestling quite a bit, and you know, he came out one night with like his band Fozzy and like performed with him, and it was almost like, is this a joke? Is this part of his bit? You know, something like that.
Right.
But then he kind of just kept making music, and they'd come out with albums and they'd tour and all of this. And so yeah, when I saw they came out with a new album, I was like, let me check it out. I thought it's a really good rock album. This sounds like something from kind of, it has an 80s-ish vibe to it.
Yes.
So if you like that kind of 80s kind of arena rock feel, you're going to enjoy this. But I thought it was also really well written. I just lost a good friend of mine, and so there were some lines here that stood out to me. Watch some good friends gone too soon. There's nothing worse. It always hurts. I still carry them deep within. They're with me like guardians. Their souls still stir, and I still burn. And yeah, I just thought, I mean, for a guy who's like better known as a pro wrestler, I was like, this is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, no, those are really powerful lyrics. And it's funny hearing you read them and then knowing what the song sounds like, right? Like it's a pretty hard rock song. Like
yeah.
I was actually, in my notes, I was like, I can't believe I didn't pick this. Like,
this was the one I thought you would probably like the most. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not wrong. No, it's good. Yeah. I was not aware of Fozzy, and I did not know the wrestling background until obviously looking into it. But that's really cool. It was, yeah, really nice, nice song. I like it.
All right, so your last pick. Once again, love this band name. You went with See You Soon by, I'm going to try to nail this, Be-ba-doo-be. Be-ba-doo-be?
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 Be-ba-doo-be? I just wanted to see you try to pronounce it, but then I realized I'm no better at pronouncing it myself. So we're just both in a mess. Yes, I first got introduced to her music from a track that made its rounds on TikTok a couple years ago called Deathbed Princess Coffee for Your Head, which is a shared track with Pofu, who is like another kind of like Gen Z artist. They're both, you know, they're both very young and producing kind of, you know, new music from that generation. She, I think, I mean, she is super talented. Love this song. This is also like kind of a sad song, similar to I Still Love You by Banks. It's about, you know, presumably wanting to take a break from someone, but not necessarily wanting to call it all off, hence the title, like, you know, I'll see you soon. And then, you know, I really like that. I like that sentiment in general, because I'm someone who like likes to sign my emails off or end phone calls with like, talk to you soon or see you soon. Even if I know soon could be like 3 years from now, because I just like this idea that like, you know, it's not a goodbye, like I'll see you soon, you know, whatever soon may be, I think, you know, have that be really like wide range of time. So that's why I was kind of drawn to this song, but certainly really love her as a musician and love her voice and talent here.
Now, I really like that. Cool, really cool, laid back sound. She's a Filipino-British singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Which I was right? Like, wow. Cool. Yeah. Really neat. The note I wrote that if I was Zach Braff and I was making a follow-up to Garden State, I would throw this on the soundtrack.
Mm, yes.
You know, yeah, could probably get it cheap.
It would belong there.
could probably get it cheap. And I was like, I would buy low on Biba Doobie right now. Yeah. And try to get her out there on a soundtrack type thing.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. No, I totally could see that. It does fit that vibe very well. What doesn't fit the vibe would be like Garden State 2, you know, Zach Braff producing that.
Yeah. I mean, that movie's not necessarily made for a sequel, but if he were to make a movie like that, you know?
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Return to the Jurors. Oh, shout out again, superawesomemarketing.com. You know, yeah. We will market just
We're
about
still
anything
here.
For you.
We're still here. Superawesomemarketing.com. Check it out.
All right. Last track, your pick, is The Sound of Drums by Weezer.
More new Weezer. These guys, I mean, it's incredible how much, I mean, this is, I think, the second time I've put them on a new music mix. But they're doing something really cool in 2022. They're actually going to put out a new EP. So this album's only like 7 tracks, I think. But they're putting out a new EP on the official start date of every season. So this was their spring release on March 20th.
Yes.
And so I thought that was kind of neat. The whole EP, I actually just loved. Like, I actually love all 7 of the songs on here. Maybe even more than the 2 albums they had put out last year. And so it's just amazing how much music they're cranking out. But I put this on here. I just thought it was a really well-written song, really cool. You know, the lyrics I'll call out here is, "Let the steel strings bring you home to me, and let yourself be soothed by the sound of drums." And, you know, even in this podcast today, we talked about the power of music. And I just think that kind of speaks to that a little bit about kind of bringing you home and soothing you.
Yeah, I was so happy you included this because I love that they're doing this project, the 4 seasons, 4 albums. I wrote, "Take that, Vivaldi," in my notes. I have nothing against Vivaldi. I just, you know, but whatever. But
it's about time somebody put him in his place. And so I'm glad you did.
Right. Right. Okay? Right.
Yeah. It's about time.
This is such a happy track to end on. It's the whole album. I think I'm so interested to see what they do with this, because I think that this whole like album captured kind of that spring mood, you know, like I think that they did a great job, and I just have to assume that every single one throughout the rest of this year, you know, summer being the next one, is just going to kind of like personify, through sound, the mood of a season. So very excited that they're doing this. Love Weezer. Now I agree. They're so prolific. Like, they produce so much music, and I end up really liking most of it. So it's fun to see them doing this.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. You know, we've talked about before, the Weezer has a sound to them, right? Like, there's definitely a through line here, but it's still different enough, and sort of the themes and everything. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do with the seasons and how they set those off from each other. And maybe to hear it all come together. You know, you don't get many rock concept albums anymore. That's more of a 70s thing. So,
right,
you know,
right.
50 years on, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out for them. But there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection this time. New music from the last couple of months. And this is one we roll out every couple of months. So something for you guys to continue to look forward to. But plenty more mixes for us to get after in the meantime. Follow us on Instagram @superawesomemix, and we'll get back in the lab working on another mix for you. So for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.